This talks about the destruction of Babylon. This section talks about the destruction of Syria. This section talks about Philistia being destroyed. Now look up, why are all these in there? Babylon wasn't even an actual empire at the time Isaiah wrote this. It's actually prophetic. Isaiah is writing here looking forward to the destruction of Babylon, which was a future event. Actually, it was in 539 that took place, B.C. Now, when was he writing? Look at this, 200 years before. He was looking at the destruction of Assyria. When was that? 612 B.C. You say, how do you know that? Go to any museum, any major museum of the world. In fact, Bonnie and I were just teaching in Europe, and we taught in the U.K. and we taught in France. And so in the U.K., we took students touring around the British Museum. And we actually did a course for those students in the British Museum. Did you know there's an entire room in the British Museum that is devoted to the destruction of Babylon and another whole room that's devoted to the destruction of Assyria? We took another group of students on a video tour through the Louvre. You know what the Louvre is? It's not just the Mona Lisa. There's an entire room of the Louvre devoted to Babylon and another one devoted to Assyria. These are huge historic events. But Isaiah is looking prophetically forward, and look at your slide there, to Babylon being destroyed. That's 539 B.C., 200 years, 612. Now this is much closer. Philistia, what's going on here is Israel is wanting to work with the former enemies, the Philistines, and wanted to kind of get their help as others attack them. And the Lord says, hey, Philistia is going to be destroyed. Don't trust them as help. Look back at your slides. Let's keep going. God explains Satan's origin and nature to us. And let me go through that with you. I'll just kind of combine. If you look up from the slide, I'm going to do an example of this 31,000 verses touching on one point. Satan's original state is reported to us by God. He was the only witness to the spiritual world. You understand that? God is the only one that witnessed all this. And that's why when he inspires Isaiah to write, all of a sudden we can start understanding this invisible world, the spiritual world. Lucifer was the supreme angel called Lucifer, which means the son of the morning or the morning star or the son of dawn. That's what Isaiah 14:12 says. He had the exalted position. That's what Ezekiel 28 tells us. The brilliance of heaven was his setting, it says in verse 13 of chapter 28. He was full of wisdom, beauty, and was blameless. That's also in Ezekiel 28. By the way, Ezekiel 28 is about Lucifer before his fall, and then it describes more about him before his fall. And chapter 14 of Isaiah is the event of the fall. Those two are kind of like two pieces that fit together nicely. Ezekiel tells us Lucifer was the anointed covering cherub, and once he fell, God calls him in Hebrew Satan, which means adversary. Now the next slide, after God explains what I just read to you, Satan's origin and nature, in Ezekiel 28, what we have is, and if you want to, in just a minute, turn there. Behind what it tells us is behind the proud king of Tyre was Lucifer, who fell to become Satan. Okay, turn there with me real quickly to, if you're in Isaiah, go to the right, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and then get to 28. And in 28, it says this, starting in verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, verse 12, son of man, take up a lamentations for the king of Tyre. Now, look up Tyre. We're going to see that on the map in a second, but that's the capital, the area of the Phoenicians. They're the people, have you ever heard of Hannibal and the elephants fighting the Romans? Those were the Phoenicians. They were from the Phoenician city of Carthage. This king, that was kind of the greatest king of them all, was in their prime city, which was called Tyre. And I'll show it to you on the map a little bit later. The Bible has much to say about that. But What it says in verse 12 is, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Verse 13, you were in Eden, the garden of God. Was King Tyre in the Garden of Eden? No. Oh, this is Isaiah. Do you remember, under the power of inspiration, Isaiah can look back as well as into the future. These are all future events. He's looking back to the Garden of Eden. He is looking at a current king. Actually, the king of Tyre was living right here. This is Tyre. It was current with Isaiah. He was contemporary. But all of a sudden, his prophecy goes back to the Garden of Eden. And so that's how we know when the fall of Satan was. People have always asked me, when did Satan fall? Was it long before creation? No. It was after creation, because Genesis 1 says that when God created, at the end of his creation of the universe, everything was good. He says that. And it was good. And it was good. And it was good. Satan hadn't fallen. It was after God rested on the seventh day. Sometime after that, this happened. Well, Ezekiel 28 goes on to describe all of those events of the Garden of Eden and him walking in the fiery stones and being perfect in his ways. And here, let me illustrate why Satan fell. People ask me this all the time. Why did Satan fall? Watch. This marker, my dry erase, wide tip marker, is Lucifer. Lucifer was created at the hands of God, and like all the rest of creation, God holds it together. You know what it says? All things were made by him, and by him all things consist. Literally, hold together. If God does not hold creation together, because it's imperfect and not holy like he is, nothing is holy except for God and what God holds on to. If God doesn't hold something, it goes like this. Oh, Lucifer just fell out of my hand. He's Satan now down there on the floor. Let me get him. Lucifer, God let go of holding him. He fell. That's the fall of Satan. That's where evil came from. That's where all the problems came from. It was God removed his hold. You know, that hold is called in the Bible glorification. Did you know that all of us who have come to know Jesus Christ are being progressively sanctified through life until, at the instant of our death or at the return of Jesus Christ, he isn't just holding us and letting us wobble around. He's going to perfect us and make us holy eternally. So the fall of Satan, God just let go. And if you ever want to know where the origin of evil and how, you know, all this started and how the whole universe started falling apart, think of my marker falling on the floor. Anything not held by God falls apart. By the way, 2 Peter 3, which we'll see in our class about, you know, God's plan of the ages. Did you know that God takes his hand off of the universe in 2 Peter 3? And it says the whole universe dissolves. It explodes and burns in what we would call thermonuclear explosion. And it's reconstituted into a new heavens and new earth. Wow. But that's coming.